Hey, Tony.
Hey, Liam.
So help us get back up to speed on aerial pesticide spraying. Who does it and why?
Sure. So state foresters and private timber companies have to replant trees after logging. So they spray herbicides to kill the vegetation that comes up and competes with those young trees. It's often over large areas and on steep slopes, so using helicopters with big arms attached to either side that spray is considered the most efficient way for the industry to do it. That's been controversial for a while. Environmental groups and some neighbors to private forest land have concerns about chemical drift in human health. You might remember one of the incidents that triggered all this was in Curry County back in 2013. Dozens of people there complained nearby spraying made them sick.
So the company in question is Appleby Aviation. Remind us how they lost their pesticide license?
That was after an investigation into a truck driver's complaint about chemical exposure. You might remember a former Appleby employee named Daryl Ivey. Last spring, he went to the Oregonian with hundreds of photos and videos he took on job sites. He told stories about taking cover in his car to avoid chemicals drifting down from overhead after they've been sprayed out of a helicopter. Oregon's Worker Protection Agency and the state's Agriculture Department investigated Appleby after that, and they found violations of worker protection law, and that's what led to the license suspension.
But the company kept spraying?
Yes, at least 16 different times, according to state investigators, and two of those were on state forests. We were curious about how an unlicensed company would be able to keep spraying, especially on public land.
I would think so.
Yeah, so the agencies that regulate this, namely the state's agriculture and forestry agencies, they wouldn't grant us interviews. That's because they have ongoing litigation, and their lawyers from the Department of Justice instructed them not to comment. So what we did was we filed a records request for documents related to Appleby, and we got hundreds of emails and other documents back. So those helped us piece together the timeline of events.
And what did they tell you?
So those gave us a sense of who knew what when. So September 25th was the day the Oregon Department of Agriculture revoked Appleby's license, and they told state forestry officials about it the same day. But records also showed the forestry department did not share that information with its field staff.
Now, you'd think the field staff would enforce that suspension, right?
Yeah, they're the ones who could have done something to prevent these applications from taking place. And so without knowing about that suspension or without knowing it was coming, state foresters let Appleby spray the same day it lost its license and then the next day after it became illegal.
So when did the field staff folks learn about the suspension?
Well, according to the records I saw, it looked like some learned about it from news articles. The earliest indication of the Department of Forestry informing its field staff is October 7th. That's several days after it was widely publicized in the news.
But why wait that long?
I don't know. I can tell you that on the morning of October 7th, the Department of Forestry got an email from Lisa Arkin at Beyond Toxics. She's an anti-pesticide advocate, and she's one of the more vocal critics of the agencies. Her email was essentially asking, isn't it illegal for Appleby to be spraying still? They still listed on all these active jobs. Why is that? She brought up the fact that agencies have failed to communicate in the past, these agencies in particular. You'll remember that was one of the main issues in the Curry County case was lax communication that led to a lot of confused and angry residents down there because they weren't getting the information they wanted out of state agencies. She also copied a few lawmakers and the Oregon governor's office on that email. It was a few hours after that she sent that email that Oregon Department of Forestry sent an email notifying its field staff.
So what's next, Tony? Did the agencies learn anything from this, do you think?
Well, in one of the emails, the deputy director of the Department of Agriculture acknowledged that no procedure exists for how to communicate about license suspensions. They had an internal review of communication policies after that Curry County case, but this wasn't part of that. And she said in the email that they're going to be looking into that. I recently also sat in on a meeting of the governor's Environmental Justice Task Force, and then I found out they're having discussions about how to handle cases where there are companies that violate environmental regulations but keep getting contracts. And this was one of the examples that came up in that discussion.
Okay. Well, Tony, thanks for talking to us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.